I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report is up next with Elspeth Hay. Recently, we've been talking about honeybees, why we need them, what challenges they face, and what local beekeepers, farmers, and citizens are doing to safeguard them. But native insects that act as pollinators are also part of this conversation. This week, Elspeth learns about a simple backyard project that can help increase garden yields and attract different native species of bees.
A few years ago, Leanne Norgeau, a farmer from Harwich, noticed a funny-looking drawing in the Fedco seed catalog. It was a square block of wood, maybe 6 inches on a side, with different sizes of holes drilled into the front. The caption called it a native bee nesting box.
As a gardener, I'm always noticing different types of bees on all the plants. There's so many different types of native pollinators, but a couple of the native species of bees that are really common around here are mason bees and leafcutter bees, and they're the kinds that will move into these nesting boxes.
Mason bees get their name from the fact that they cap the end of their nesting tubes with mud. And leafcutter bees do the same thing with cut-up leaves. Unlike honeybees, these native bees live as individuals. They're not part of a bigger colony.
So the native bees are looking for long tube-shaped chambers in nature, so something in wood or reeds like bamboo or marsh grass. So if you provide those sites that they're looking for, they will go right to them. And you want to have plenty of flowering plants around with a wide variety of blooming times and also just a wide variety of different types of flowers.
When you create this habitat, what are some of the benefits from a food perspective?
You will get increased pollination, so that will help with the quality of the fruit and vegetables, the yield, and just the overall health of the plants.
Numerous studies have been done on why and how this works. Pollination occurs when pollen from the anther, also called the male part of the flower, moves onto the stigma, or female part, of a flower. This can happen with help from the wind, but bees and other insects are much better at making sure that it happens. When compatible pollen is moved onto the stigma, the plant is fertilized and forms seeds. The more pollen gets on the stigma, the more fertilized the flower is, and the more seeds it produces, which in turn means it makes a bigger fruit. Fruits that haven't been properly pollinated are often small and misshapen. There are some great pictures of this from a study done at the University of Minnesota that we'll share with you on our website. The other exciting thing about attracting native bees for gardeners is that as pollinators, these bees are extremely efficient.
It takes about 250 native bees to do the same amount of pollinating as it would take about 10,000 honeybees. They're just hardier bees. So they're flying on days when maybe the honeybees aren't flying. And that includes rainy weather, but also season extenders. They're flying earlier in the season and later in the season.
It's important to remember that honeybees are native to Southeast Asia. And while they're naturalized here, they're not as hardy in our climate as the true native bees. Leanne has her native bee nesting box mounted on her hoop house. She says as long as there's a nesting spot and plenty of flowers, the bees will come.
For me, it took a couple weeks at first, but pretty much around mid-May, maybe early June, depending on the season, you will start to see some activity. You'll start to see the little cells capped off, things that weren't there the day before. And it's a pretty good variety too. You get leafcutter bees and mason bees, all different sizes, so it's kind of fun to watch.
Leanne says that because the bees don't have a hive or colony to protect, they tend to be fairly docile, and they make a good introduction to bees for kids. Also, they're safe around sheds and houses.
These bees actually don't drill their own holes, so if you do attract them with the nesting boxes, you don't have to worry about them drilling into your house. They're not the carpenter bees, they're totally different.
Leanne's making native bee nesting boxes out of fir and cedar, because these woods are naturally weather resistant. But you can also use any kind of log in your yard or natural wood. The one thing to avoid is pressure-treated wood. This could make the bees sick. I've got to say, I'm inspired. I've always wanted honeybees, but I haven't had the time to learn. This is a simple way to attract native bees, and hopefully get more vegetables and fruit. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth used a log from her woods and a drill to make a simple nesting site with her daughters.
All right, how are we going to do it, Sal? need our cherry trees and we need our apple trees to be pollinated, and we're going to drill holes in a log to make the bees' homes.
I know, you wished you'd been there. So we'll share some pictures of that process, along with photographs of Leanne's professional native bee nesting boxes, and also some of her tips for flowers that extend the season and attract pollinators. It's all on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.